there, Vault Dwellers. Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us. The conversation has already started.
Welcome to the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick Stone, and today we have an episode clutched out of the bowels
of chat.
Of our Twitch chat. Twitch trat. Yes. I can't speak today. It's been a long
words
day
are hard, dude.
English is hard.
He forgot his name. What are you talking about?
Right, so English is hard. It's a hard language. But anyway, before we get started with our episode, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? How about you follow us on Twitch at FalloutRTB and send us an email at FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Or if you want to watch us live on Thursdays, we're on Twitch and Kick starting at 8 and going till however long it takes to record an episode. So, we were in the middle of a conversation, then we decided to hit record. So we're probably going to go back to that.
You remember how the beginning of the show kind of goes, and the conversation has already started? Well, it started before we actually
This actually happened. Yeah, so
we really weren't. We're like, let's just make this a topic.
Let's just start.
It started because we were talking about the devastating news today that Microsoft laid off 1,900 people and that our dear, lovely Lady Devon was one of the casualties today. And she had been laid off.
Fallout
community manager, no longer our Fallout community manager. And we got to talking about, I don't know, other things within the community and about like where our community is going to go. So that's now you're caught up. So we can
talk about horrible things on social media these days.
Go back and hit the highlights, I guess.
Yeah. If you want to listen to what we were talking about, you can watch us on Twitch. And Kick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where were we? Where were we in this conversation?
So we were talking about, you know, why we feel, you know, so Microsoft laid off a bunch of people and we're like, why do you think that was? I mean, they've got scads of
Microsoft.
Money.
Well, okay, so this is how it works, and I'll explain it. It's the same thing as WWE and wrestling and stuff like that.
Any TKO company, holdings any, and whatever.
Yeah, major companies, when they get towards the end of the year and it's time to do the taxes and stuff, they'll do major layoffs so that they can save a large portion of money. As soon as they get past the tax season, the odds are is that they will hire most of those people back.
That is something that I notice, like, at my job, like, we get a lot of... So our parent company is Kroger. They don't own us, but they kind of were umbrellaed or whatever. But we, every so often, it's usually around this time of year, we'll get we need to get the inventory in line. We need to get the inventory in line. So like they want us to send back all the stuff that we don't need, you know, that just sits on our shelf that nobody's taking anymore to get, you know, get rid of all our high dollar items and get rid of inventory, get all that back in line, all the stuff that your controllable expenses. So cut back on labor if you can, and then send back all your excess inventory. And that's what I'm thinking. Like they probably went to each division and said, you know, cut so many dollars of labor or something.
Well, they're telling them to cut their dead weight. And unfortunately, when you're looking
community managers are probably
when you're looking
more
at the Fallout universe
than
right
devs.
Now, they're not the money makers right now. They're
Starfield is.
Yeah, Starfield's the money maker right now. So that's what's bringing in the funds.
But it's the producers that you need. You need your devs, your producers.
Yeah. You don't really need
and they probably don't care about people that
community
are community
leaders.
Yeah, which absolutely sucks, to be honest.
Well, be perfectly honest, what it is they feel that those communities will actually step up if they're going to survive. They're going to step up on their own and they're going to hold themselves together. And leaders within themselves, like for instance, like
Chad
robots,
yeah,
robots, and you know, Candace,
us,
you know, we will help keep the blood flowing of the Fallout universe because it's the universe we love so much.
Right.
So, and then just because now, mind
they
you,
don't have to pay us.
I know Devin's pretty devastated right now, But the reality is she loves this game. So it's not necessarily that she's going to stop everything. It's just she needs to get over a broken heart right now, because she's she got punched in the pocket right now. You know, I mean,
big time.
That's a big serious thing. It's like, actually, yeah, they should create a GoFundMe for Devin, and actually everybody donate $5 to it and she'd be a millionaire.
Yeah. If the whole Fallout community did. I mean, we've already proven that we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, we've already proven that we can save anybody from anything. By the way, folks, as we're talking, no, I'm kidding.
as we're talking, we need
What was it? The lights? No. In all seriousness, if Devin was to put together a GoFundMe to help pay her bills, and Kenneth was to push that, because Kenny, let's face it, Kenny can get people to send money for almost anything.
Yeah. Well,
he's got magical powers.
It's awesome to watch, but kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah, he's got like magic powers when it comes to doing charity.
He's the Pied Piper of the Fallout universe right now.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you, Kenny, for all you do. We appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, at least he uses his power for good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. But yeah, so that being said, like, you know, honestly, I think Devin should go ahead and do a go. I mean, she probably would feel guilty doing it, but to be perfectly honest, we don't give a shit. Put it out there and we'll pay you $5 just to, like, you know,
just if all of us did it, for everything that she's done.
Yeah, I think she should be appreciated. Give her some flowers, guys. Create something for her. I think that should be done. I don't know how to do that, or I do it myself, but I put the word out there and all you smarter people will figure that shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, right now I honestly feel like for most people, when something like this happens, another better opportunity is going to come along. And I feel like she's going to be okay. And whoever gets her is going to be darn lucky. So,
Ubisoft.
Wish her all the best. And I think she's going to be 100% great. And she's going to have probably better opportunities. But right now, it just hurts, you know? It always hurts.
Is everybody hearing that loud ass fan, or is it just me?
No, it's just you.
I don't hear it.
Okay. I just shut it off, but it was like,
check to see.
I feel like an airplane was flying low for a minute there. I was like, wait a minute. What the hell is that? An airplane was
flying low. No, I don't hear it on the.
Okay.
Nah. Thank you.
Come again.
Fam.
I don't know, but hearing that really pissed me off, actually. But at the same time, I understand. Being in the corporate world, I understand why they do what they do. But at the same time, I think the likelihood is that they, what does it say here? Some other former Bethesda devs like Nate started their own company. Maybe they can help her out. Maybe she can get a position in there. Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, Nate's a one-man show, but once he launches his game, and I think he's planning on launching this year, maybe he'll need somebody like that.
So who, elaborate for those who don't
know. Nate Perkypile, yeah. former Fallout director, did the lighting for 76, did a lot of stuff in the games and stuff. Oops. A lot of the things that we love, we can thank Nate for. In fact, it's his handwriting that you see on like anything that's like chalked on walls, floors, whatever. That's his handwriting. And I think it's his kids' names that are written somewhere. There's a bunch of little Easter eggy things in there from Nate.
That's cool.
But
yeah.
He resigned from Bethesda a couple of years back now and started his own company, Just Perky Games or Just Perky, something like that. And he's coming out with a game. I want to say he's dropping this year. It's a sandbox game. It's a hunting game, rock and roll or heavy metal, something. I can't remember the description exactly, but Overshia does a lot of art for it.
It sounds interesting.
It does look really cool. It's got a lot of really neat things, and he's doing it in damn it, the platform.
Unity.
The name of the platform.
What's the other platform?
What'd they do Fallout 4 on?
PS5?
Huh? Oh, Unreal. He's doing it on Unreal 5.
Oh, the engine. You're referring
the engine,
to
yeah,
the
engine,
engine.
Yeah,
not
he's
the platform.
Doing it on
the platform.
Unreal 5.
Yeah, when you're saying platform, I think Xbox, I Sony. Yeah.
When I'm not working, my brain just checks out. It's like, you don't need me today. I'm going to take a break. So,
you should see us during Three Count Thoughts.
Because I'm just like, bleh.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I got to
remember somebody's name. I've been doing it all day today where I'm just my brain is not engaging.
Like, you know that person. You know that person. Yeah. Oh, top that dollar.
That yeah, on my day off, my brain just says, don't need me. I'm out. So, yeah, he's doing it in the Unreal 5 engine. It looks really good. So you guys have to find him on Twitter because his stuff looks amazing. But he's getting really close to being done.
That's good.
But it is. But he's gotten like some trailers out. I think his official trailer recently dropped. Yeah, some really good looking stuff. But he's been doing it all on his own. Good stuff. But yeah, she could find something like that, like an indie company or something like that, or she could even maybe start working with some of these guys who are doing these larger than game size mods.
You know? Yeah, like Fallout Miami.
A lot of people worked on Fallout London. A lot of
London,
people.
Yeah. Cascadia, which they're come and go. They're actually coming more than
Jeff
going.
Gardner probably, yeah.
Solaire in chat says, make sure people know what you're talking about. You're like just randomly going into it. Like, yeah, Jeff, oh, Gardner, yeah, yeah. Like, everybody can't see that. One of the people in the chat room, Solaire, Solior. Okay. Says he can't remember where Jeff Gardner went, which I'm assuming Jeff Gardner was another dev or something.
I think
he was recruited by Nate, so that's something possible. Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. What he's saying is, so I don't, yeah, Jeff Gardner went somewhere. He left Bethesda. He was like big producer, like high up, something.
Big time.
And he went somewhere. And then Nate left to start his own company, but he may have brought a couple other people from Bethesda with him, is what Suliar said.
That would be cool, actually.
That would be cool.
Because, I mean, if you were to, like, it's kind of like when Bungie kind of separated from Microsoft at one point. So, because Bungie's the original creator of the Halo series.
Yeah.
Like, they created the very first game, and then when Microsoft got their hands on it, they kind of, well, it's You're debatable. Like, but nah. The game went from this platform that was really, like, groundbreaking and cool, and then Microsoft, for the first, like, two or three iterations after that, kind of screwed it up, because Halo 2 sucked.
Halo 2 did suck. I agree. Yeah.
Halo 4, it was kind of like hit and miss. Like, it was, okay, yeah, this is more Halo, but it wasn't, like, impressive until you got to Halo 4. And then it was like, oh, wow, okay, they're finally
Halo Reach was good after that.
Yeah, but it was just, and, like, right now, the newest Halos that just came out is actually quite fun. I had a lot of fun.
Halo Infinite's pretty fun. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. That's the one I was playing for a while. Yeah, that was a really cool one. And, yeah, that sounds to me like the same old thing. You know, I mean, if Nate, like, branches out on his own, he might create, a hunting game, though.
Like, yeah, it's got all these wild animals in it, and you use, like, bow and arrows and stuff. I'll have to shoot you a link.
Sounds like a survival game. It would be cool if it was a survival game where it progresses.
That'd
be cool. But,
I'm gonna have to shoot a link.
If it's just hunting, then it's going to be Snoresville. It's like the game.
It doesn't look like Snoresville. I don't know if it's like the Axis Unseen is what it's called. I couldn't remember the name. A heavy metal horror game where you hunt monsters from folklore. That's it.
Oh.
The Axis Unseen.
So, like, cryptids?
Heavy metal horror game. Maybe. It just says monsters from folklore. So, maybe. And he does have, like, Overshea does. You know Overshea does all the Fallout art and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Does her own, like, they have some books out. But, did a lot of art for Nate. Some still art. Like, here, let me see if I can pull this up to show you guys. This is...
You should be able
to
share
from,
something.
See if this will focus. Will you focus? Probably not.
I see
it's
a lot
very
of fire
bright.
And shooting. Yeah,
it's fire. Yes, that's why you can't really see it. It's a lot of fire, but the thing that's walking towards you is like a walking tree.
You should be able to share a screen just like I do. If you have it on your computer.
I'd have to pull it up. Well, it's on Steam. I think that's, and he calls his name, just Perky Games is his company. Just
okay. So it should be on the Steam.
It's on, yeah, because you can wishlist it on Steam.
So, okay. So,
and this picture that I clicked on. Nice. Let me see, because he is his
What's
last
the game called again?
Post.
The Axis Unseen.
The Axis Unseen.
Do the Black AXI. Summer 2013 trailer. 2023
trailer. 23, that the trailer, yeah. And he said he's just, one day ago, he said he was just shy of the top 500 wishlisted games on Steam.
The
he's
Axis.
Happy to say
A-X-I-S?
That,
yeah, kind of like in World War II.
Yeah.
Now, is it The Axis?
Yes.
It's not showing up.
The Axis Unseen.
Well, I have it.
That's weird.
On Steam?
Well, no. I have the trailer.
Oh.
I'm looking it up on Steam, and I don't see it, though.
See, for anyone who missed the holiday break, I did a short documentary on me and my solo indie game. I talk about why I left Bethesda, the ideas, game design, philosophy behind the game, why I like Unreal, and more. Check it out here. So he does a whole YouTube video about the whole thing. That's from December. We'll put that in.
It's pretty cool.
Throw that in our chat.
That's weird. I don't
look at that later. But he's a really nice guy. I've seen a couple interviews with him, like that Kenny has done and stuff. And he's just very laid back.
Well, maybe we should get him.
He's done a lot of stuff, like a lot of the things in the Fallout games he's responsible for. But the one that I remember the most is the lighting, because the lighting is just so darn impressive.
Okay, hold on a second. And then I got to do more sound effects. And then, hey, look at that. All right, so let's take a look at this. I wonder if I got to do something to make it where I can hear what's going on. Here we go. Skip.
Oh, is this the trailer?
Yeah, so we're taking a look at the trailer right now. I'm going to have to describe it because there's people in the audio world. So it looks pretty cool. I mean,
yeah, there's like a lot of tribally, I don't know what kind of symbolism a lot of this is, but
well, it looks like a Native American,
like
maybe.
Native American type stuff, yeah.
Possibly Native American, yeah, because I mean, these look like possible Native American like gods and things like that. I don't know how far that dynamic's gonna go. Looks like there might be a lot of puzzles involved in this.
Could be. I don't think he really said anything so much about. Well, but like that book right there, I think.
Right. But you notice when you walk up to certain things, like see how it's got those items on the table there, and then it's also like the lit up areas.
Right, those symbols that have to like match or something. It could be.
Yeah. And then what's that symbol?
I'm sure he's not giving away everything about the game, you know.
Yeah, looks I'm sure he won't.
And then it's got a very metal soundtrack because I've listened to some of the music. Very metal. You guys would probably like it.
It was interesting, but a little something to look at for a minute there. But I figured it'd take a second to look at it. But that is it's interesting in a. I don't know if it's my thing, but it does.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's like, I don't know if it's something that I like, it's really like my genre kind of thing, but it, you know, I think it's pretty cool that, you know, he did that. Like he was like, it's just something he always wanted to do that he couldn't really do working Bethesda. So he just said, make my own company, which I thought was pretty neat.
Like, screw it.
Just go make my own thing. And I was like, well, you know.
Well, I mean,
you only live once, right?
You've got the ability to do it, and you've got the, I mean, that takes some serious balls.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some, I mean, basically what you're doing is you're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what's happening.
And he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did. And hopefully that is wildly successful for him, and he can, you know, then go forth and make other games, because
yeah,
really neat.
Yeah. I mean, I like to see somebody succeed that, you know, has talent with that. I mean, even if it's not a game that's really my wheelhouse. At
least, exactly.
That's some people are going to be like, "Ooh, cryptids! Oh, check it out, Native American stuff."
Yeah,
hey, I can resonate with that. I'm Native American.
I can
blah,
jam
blah,
out
blah,
with
you
this,
know?
You know, the soundtrack and
Well, you know, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of Native Americans love heavy metal, man.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
I do. There's a
know.
lot of dudes out on the res, man, that like heavy metal's their thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the long hair, and they're just like, "Oh, I never have to worry about, you know, I can always fit in. I got long hair forever, you know." But
I don't know.
I don't know. But
Could
they're
be.
still sporting their, you know, leather jacket. Now, mind you, a lot of them are into rap now, but that's generational. But yeah,
Yeah.
when I was a teenager, man, they're all heavy metal heads.
I dated a guy in college who was all heavy metal, and I was like, I could deal with some of it, but some of it I was like, no, it gives me a headache.
Sepultura, Testament. You know, well, it depends what it is. I like good music, so I don't care what genre it is. So.
I'm pretty much not limited in genre either, but just if I
Some
can't
heavy
understand what
metal.
they're saying and if it gives me a headache, it's probably not for me.
Well, it's like some bands. I'm sorry if I insult anybody, but I hate Gwar. It's just so stupid. I mean, the gimmicky makeup stuff. I mean, that's one thing about Slipknot that I didn't like was the makeup and stuff. I actually dig some of their music, but like the whole gimmick crap just never. I don't know. Even
Talking
when
about
Kiss
the
did it, I
'80s,
thought it was
though, like,
stupid.
didn't half the '80s bands wear makeup?
Well, that was different makeup. That was make myself look pretty like a girl, you
I mean, you're
know.
telling me you don't like Kiss.
No, I don't.
What?
Yeah, I don't like Kiss. I think they're actually talentless hacks. I think they're a studio band, is what they really are.
Well, there's a
Well,
hot
on
take
that
right
note,
there.
we should probably take a break and like reorganize our thoughts on this topic.
Good Lord.
I like bands that can walk into any bar, pick up the instruments that are behind them, and just start playing and like go from there.
For real.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
That's my idea of a good band. Not all the pomp and circumstance and all that crap. I don't need that shit. But we do need to take a break, actually. So here we go. Be right back.
I'll be
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome, everybody. We are back. We were just talking shit about the 76 griefers and how they have little tiny marbles down below, and that's why they do what they do. And
yeah,
that's
yes,
what
this
ruined
is
it
talking.
for TKS Mantis, my pal there, who has a bad opinion about the 76 game and their community due to the fact that when he went into the game at one point, he was treated like crap by somebody. And well deserving, he said, screw you, and left. And that's why he's got the opinion that New Vegas is the game. And perfectly honest, it's his opinion. He's allowed to have it. And all the power to him. You know, do I agree with him? I love New Vegas. I have to say, I do love that game. But I don't have the same opinion when it comes to things like 76. So we agree to disagree. And we get along just fine. So that's how it should work, though. We should be able to disagree about something and it not turn into some freaking big-ass thing.
You know? Everybody
has. I agree.
Everybody has a right.
Absolutely.
You know. And then those that want to be douchebags, they're douchebags. And well, the only thing we do is
it
we
should
go,
go
Night Taylor, come and kick their ass for us. And then that's how it gets handled.
we have our what's the word for it? We have
monster.
Yeah, I guess that's one word for it.
Our personal paladin.
No, I was thinking more of like the bar scene. You know, you have that guy at the door.
Bouncer?
Oh, the bouncer?
Yeah. Okay. He's our bouncer.
He's our Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, man.
Goodness. I'll see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Thank you, Knight Taylor, for always having the back of the people of the community that are way lower level.
No kidding.
Like us. We are the community.
He is fun to play with because I tell you,
nobody messes with you
ragged, but you will.
Yeah, no one does.
He will level, he'll give you whatever you need. It's amazing.
Well, that's half the community, though, is if we have it, man, then sure, we'll help you out. We'll help you get whatever
it
you
is
need.
True.
We're not going to shit on all the community. It's those people that are horrible.
We are the community.
We are the community.
We're the good ones, but at the same time, like, there's douchebags and everything, man. You just got to take it as it comes, you know? I mean, even in the, you know, other communities that, you know, everybody loves, I've found a lot of douchebags that play New Vegas, I'll tell you that. But at the same time, I found a lot of
Yeah, you just don't want to play with them. That's the thing. No, you don't want to play with them. Where you end up playing with them.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of the haters are making themselves known on Twitter these days.
I come from a different generation where you don't need a support group to handle everything.
I come from you after know. That, but my parents are from that generation, so I've learned from them.
Well, that just means you were paying attention. That's good. But
yeah,
most individuals.
You know, I should get Mama Bush on here. Talk about Fallout one of these episodes.
You know, when people don't know your last name, my friend, and you just put it out there like that, kind of screws people's head up.
I was going to say, Mama Bush. An interesting thing to call your mama.
What? Well, it's, okay, so
Mama Maverick, Stone.
Mama Stone, there you go.
Mama Stone. That's tougher, too.
Well, Maverick Stone, Mama Stone.
Yeah.
Look at that. Eric, Mama Bush,
Mama
what?
Bush, what? That's what I thought, too. I heard that, and I was like, what? Oh, yeah, that's his last name.
I got that George.
You
I
don't
George
tell
Bush's
them
wife,
my last name.
Why? You already did.
I'm allowed to make that mistake.
Right. Anyway, moving on with life.
That may be taken out. Let's hope so.
Is there anything new about the TV show? Has there been any like new leaks or anything? Or has it just gotten kind of quiet?
No, it's quiet.
Seems to have gotten kind of quiet. And I'm like, okay. I do know that a lot of people have kind of been like, I don't know if this is for us. And just kind of like shitting on it.
Whatever.
For the most part. And I'm like, well, how about you let it get come out? I mean,
that's the thing. People like, I love the people that judge everything before they've even seen it.
Right.
It's like, oh, like, please judge it before it's even had a chance to air an episode.
Yeah, well, and I kind of, I get where some of them are coming from because they're like diehards and all. Matter of fact, I think even Oxhorn was saying something.
Yeah,
about
I think Oxhorn's very unsure about it.
Yeah, Well, it's okay to be unsure, but
right,
you know.
But I think he made some good points too. I mean, he was like, oh, I don't know about this, but there was a couple of points that he liked. You know, he was like, well, you know, certain things looked good, but and I think he's going to try and be open about it. He was just like, certain things about the trailer. And
there was some apprehension there. Yeah.
And I think a lot of it centers around, honestly, the biggest thing that I hear people talk about is the one-eyed guy.
Oh, the Cyclops.
The Cyclops. Thank you. That's what I
okay.
TKS Mantis actually brought that one up too. He was like, what the hell? Why is it? I am on the agreement that did not need to be.
I mean, I guess it depends on how their storyline goes and like what other mutations they're going to have in that vault or whatever, but maybe it didn't need to be in the trailer because it's just like blowing people's little minds and they can't handle the mass confusion.
Yeah, have you ever
because
seen
we don't know
the
like
Fallout universe?
What does that even have to do with anything, you know?
Yeah, it was just, it threw people for a loop.
And a lot of people are like, oh my God, the CGI is so bad. That means that the CGI in the whole show is going to be bad, you know?
Well, to be honest, you remember Star Wars, I've been on Star Wars kick for the last week.
You're always on a Star Wars kick.
No, not always. It's just this week.
That was kind of defensive, man. I don't know.
I'm very defensive about my Star Wars. Star Wars is like second on my list.
You love Star Wars, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Fine. Okay. Okay. I do love Star Wars. But the same could be said to at the end of The Mandalorian when the original Luke Skywalker comes out at the end. Spoilers, it's Luke Skywalker.
What?
And everyone, including myself, was like, that's not... That doesn't look... That's not good CGI. No. No, but it got better. But when they brought Luke back with Baby Yoda, Grogu, to see what he was up to, the CGI was better. It was a lot better. Because they had to de-age Mark Hamill. Because, spoiler alert, it was actually Mark Hamill that walked through those doors.
Okay.
I watched the behind-the-scenes footage.
Mav, if we were to talk this much about Starfield, what would you be saying right now?
This isn't a Starfield podcast.
Okay.
I was just saying. I was making an example.
And I'm just catching you on your shit.
I was making an example.
And so was I, of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't like being made of example.
I love that face. Can we, like, somebody
photo that. Get a screenshot
clip
of
it.
That one. Yeah,
clip it.
We'll clip
somebody clip
it.
That.
The scrunchy nose. Anyway.
That's going on our business cards right there.
Right. Going on our
business. I hope not.
Wait, should I show you guys what I'm bringing to Fashnot? Because, yeah, Fashnot's in, like, is it two and a half weeks? Yeah. So I'll be going to Fashnet. You'll have to find me there.
Just and make sure you describe whatever it is you're showing.
If you can see this, because you're on Twitch or you're watching on YouTube,
it's a Fallout sticker.
It's a sticker.
I have a sticker.
It's a sticker.
And for those of you like really fun Fallout people, a bottle
a button?
Cap.
Oh, bottle.
It's a bottle
cool.
Cap.
Fallout
with our logo.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun? A bottle cap.
Where'd you get those made at?
Paperwork. It's Bottle Mark. Bottlemark.com. And it's like not that expensive. And you just upload whatever you want made and they show you what it looks like. And you're like,
How much did you pay for a bottle cap?
For one bottle cap.
We can talk about this after the show, okay?
No, we can't.
Well, you know, other people might want to make their own bottle cap.
Some people might want to do this.
Doesn't have the pricing. It's like...
I got to get copyright.
Cents, maybe? It's like 15 or 16 cents to have a bottle cap made. So I had like 50 of ours.
Oh, no shit. So okay, cool.
I've got like 50 of ours. I had some other ones made. I know that C27 Pen's probably not going to be listening to this. I'll have to tell her to, but I made one specially for you, babe. You're going to die when you see it.
that laugh.
She will be at Fashnot. Oh,
that's really
cool.
Something
that
I
had
like
to
when we get some merch. So
more hint is I've been giving you crap about this since one of your very special streams. That's your hint.
Yeah, we're totally lost. Anyway.
Yeah. We've fallen off the rails.
It's one of those inside joke things that we're never going to get.
You will eventually. I'll tell you eventually.
So that's
actually
cool.
Really,
because I've been thinking about, obviously, I'm always thinking about merchandise and how to, like,
yeah. I've been looking at different things for that, too. But
I mean, I experimented with my own merchandise, the Wasteland Jack stuff on my YouTube thing, where you can just click on it and you go and there's like backpacks and all that kind of stuff. But I was thinking of doing that for the Fallout universe. And
yeah, we never talked about it, by the way.
No, because don't talk. Do you? You don't want to do that.
I didn't say I didn't want to do that. I didn't say that.
I'm messing with you because we're live on air. I just like
I
watching
didn't
that
say
look
that.
On your face. Like
I just said, let's wait until after the holiday season. And guess what?
It's after the holiday season.
It's after the holiday season.
I've got to look into a couple of places that I've been thinking about.
It'd probably be better after tax season because all that would go on my taxes, and I don't want to have to pay all that.
No, well, because last year goes on this year. You won't have to pay until next year.
Trying to think. Anyway, I have to talk to H&R Block about all the ad revenue for this.
How much is there?
It's like $80.
$80? You're going to pay like 10, 15 bucks in taxes on it.
Because I didn't I didn't do something last year to get it because it was $40 last year, $43 last year, and then this year it's about around the same.
It's quality podcasting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just think about those people that like make their that this is their job.
Yeah.
You made a whopping $80 in an entire year, so you're pretty safe, dude. It's not going to be a big hit.
People who are doing this and trying to hope to make a living off of it, or if you were thinking about trying to make a living off of this.
Oh, hell no.
It's not easy, but it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah, if you got the, million listeners.
You got to.
I'm just saying because everything's under my name.
We know.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we laugh when we go glitch you.
Yes.
Yeah, we know because I think we're the ones who are investing in all this stuff, and then you're like, nah.
No, I originally paid for it. Remember?
Not the bottle caps and
I think those are cool. Let's just say the podcast itself.
But nothing promotional.
Nothing promotional. That's not my name on it.
You pay the Robots Radio Network.
Exactly. And that goes on their taxes, not mine.
That's because he's making a mint.
he's one that's actually making it. But he does this like all the time.
Well, and he's also done a lot of teaching and training and showing people how to do this stuff and how to like progress and get bigger. And, it's not. Like,
I think probably a lot of his revenue is coming from other podcasts, probably.
Well, yeah, because we're not the only one on the Robots Radio
Network. Yeah, there's a ton.
No, but at the same
time,
on the Rocket Club,
we're not the only ones.
Well, not only that, but everybody gets charged exactly the same thing, no matter what they do.
No matter how well you're doing, it's
really good because when they get really, really big, he doesn't ask for more. He gives the exact same thing.
Right.
And,
and there's two podcasts about creating a community for the same person.
And, doing what he's doing. Of course, he's doing it as a job, but at the same time, he does it in the fairest possible way that I could think of.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So,
we're talking about listeners, you got to pay me more. it's like, no.
I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with our conversation, to be perfectly honest with you, buddy.
That's just saying, were we shit talking Fallout haters right now?
Yeah. We just kind of segued a little bit into giving some props to.
Well, Royals I was promoing
his awesomeness.
Fashnot and
that's
in 2 weeks.
Unfortunately, I won't not be there this year. Hopefully next year, but not this year.
I don't think I'll ever be there.
You'll have to plan ahead to be there next year.
I have to plan to not be there.
Hey, Jaxus.
I just won't be there.
Jaxus, my bro.
But we'll see.
New Vegas is going to be fun. I'll be there again next year.
I'll be there for.
Now, Brian's coming out for Fashnot. Brian and Linda from the Chipmunk Show.
Yeah.
We'll be at Fashnot. And we'll see Knight Taylor.
How he affords to do all that travel.
I don't know how. I agree. I don't know how he does.
Ooh. Brian? Brian has a job.
I do too, but I can't. Do all that.
He's a little older too, and he's probably vacation
past
stuff.
Successes. Let's just say.
Right. He's got, and he's got other projects in the fire that are gonna probably do really well. So, KT is driving all the way down from, the Great White North again.
Yeah, he's just nuts. That's how he manages to do everything. He's just out of his damn mind.
He is.
Yeah.
But we love him for it. And so then we're going to have, so many people.
See, Maverick actually makes a ridiculous amount of money. It's just,
I do realize it.
I think like 10 in our house.
I do. I need to stop spending it, but I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to 401k, buddy.
Well, considering that you don't have a family, you know, like you don't have, you know, chitlins and a spouse and whatever, you know, you're probably
I have an overzealous car payment because I signed my life away when I first got my car.
Yeah, everybody does that. It's kind of a stupid thing that people do when they start making money is that they get themselves stuck in some sort of payment thing. And then it's almost like they never really had that money to begin with. Yeah, it's a fun thing.
Well, mine was a used car, but it was fairly new when I got it.
Yeah, if it's more than $5,000, don't buy it. Just
mine
for $5,000. You drive a truck, right? That means you have to have a moniker, a certain level of mechanical ability.
Yes. So yes, like my truck this week had transmission issues.
But you're able to get up under there, turn some, you know, throw a wrench on some shit and take care of business.
Yes,
in most cases.
I have the basic knowledge. Especially my company does not want me to do it, but I can.
Well, I was going to say, they probably don't want you tinkering around with us.
No, with a company truck. But he has been taught while he was in the independent line. But at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when, because you got no choice, you got to fix your own damn truck.
Or it's expensive.
Yeah. But at the same time, that knowledge transferred over into your own small engine vehicle that you own for yourself. Dude, like $5,000, you know, oh, I need an alternator. Boom, boom. Couple hours, you got a new one. You know what I mean? So it's.
Yeah, but I wanted a nicer car than what I actually had because my first car wasn't. It was great. My sister uses it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still out there. It still works. But I wanted to, with this new job, I really just wanted to step up because I had the money. I knew I was going to make the money to actually make the car payment.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, anyway.
And the expensive apartment payment, but we don't talk about the apartment payment.
Okay.
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about Fight Club. Got it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The dating pad.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of.
I mean, he's single, ready to mingle.
We got anything else we're going to talk about, guys?
I mean, we're probably going to talk about why Bethesda hasn't put out New Vegas Part 2.
Well, it's because they were just getting done finishing up with Starfield.
Well, they never did New Vegas.
Yeah, Obsidian did New Vegas, but
Obsidian did that.
I wonder if there's some kind of a
legal thing.
Yeah. Like some kind of a thing there that says, no, you can't.
I mean, I feel like Obsidian is under Bethesda, which gives them proprietary rights for the Fallout name, just gave to I don't know all that legal stuff, but I'm just assuming here at this point.
I mean, probably when Bethesda bought that IP or whatever.
Yeah, copyright stuff.
There might have been some things that were put into like a contract or whatever that said, you know, that's cool, but not this or this. You never know.
That's cool for making New Vegas, but it's ours. It will forever be ours, and you can't have it after it's done.
Somebody waiting on me for something. I was reading the chat room, so it's like all of a sudden it got real quiet. I'm like,
well, so was I. So
I was like,
I'm just fading into obscurity.
Well, I was like, I was looking at Sullier and he was talking about tapes from the waste, and then I saw the fabulous Moolah, and I'm like, what?
Well, the tapes from the waste is Eric and Kelsey's podcast, their Fallout podcast.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was the reference to Fabulous Moolah is what threw me off because it was.
Well, we were talking about Tom and robots, and he was mentioning that he'd been approached when they started that podcast to come into the robots fold, but they weren't really sure like what benefit it would be or whatever.
Like so the Robots Radio Rocket Club.
Yeah, so they didn't do that.
Like what we're doing.
But he said it sounded like he's not as bad as the Fabulous Moolah, and I don't know what that is. So.
That is a reference to like being like the Fabulous Moolah took like basically all their extra money that they would have made or anything. Moolah kind of ran the female wrestling with an iron fist and kind of took everything from the girls and kept herself on the top. And no, he is nothing like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, Tom is a giver.
Says the two wrestling podcast guys.
Yeah, mm-mm. No, Tom's a giver. He's a giver. He serves.
Cool dude. We got to have him on here. I can't believe we haven't had him on here yet.
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't.
You have. You have.
Well, I've had him on my show, but he came here on he never came on a Fall Round Table.
No,
the only thing that would be it would be the end of the year, but that was not recorded here.
No. That's not what I'm referring to. I could have swore we had him on for something.
Not on this show.
No. Nope. Wow. Okay. So
because I've always thought about it too, especially since Mav steals half his round table ideas.
Yes. I ask him before I actually start stealing. Well, and so he says cool with
I would say that if we're going to bring Tom on here, it should be something in reference to lore.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, you know,
that's literally his.
That's his better. Stick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, to have him on here, he would pretty much take over the show on us because he's like the king of master of it all. So.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the way he is. But it would be nice to have him on to actually have a good conversation. I haven't had a conversation.
Well, Mav, you're in charge of inviting him.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I could buy
him. Did you talk to him once a month?
I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, I talk to him once a month.
I talk to him all the time because he makes music and stuff, and he'll.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
He'll have me listen to his music and, you know, give my opinion.
We don't talk that much. We only talk business.
All right, there you go. You get him on.
I talk to him to talk to him.
I talk business, like money stuff.
Oh, speaking of money stuff, did he tell you about the.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Cool.
Yes.
For those who don't know what's talking about, we're talking about a different podcast in money. So just let
money,
including me, I didn't know what they were talking about. So
yeah,
I thought it was kind of cool though.
Yeah. I didn't actually realize that until he like DM'd me. He's like, "Hey, this is making money." I'm like, "Oh,
yeah, not a lot, but it's making
not money. A whole lot." But I'm like, "Oh,
it's like four episodes in, man." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool."
I assume we're talking the wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Three Count Thoughts is actually starting to like. Get a little
I think we have 25 listeners now.
Oh my god!
Nice.
Well, you know, for a starter podcast, and we didn't really plan anything.
We didn't plan
your
nothing.
First episode was like super long.
Yeah.
Some people that.
Well, we don't have like any boundaries on that one.
We have no boundaries. Not at all. We just
getting
talk.
On there and talking shit about wrestling, you know, and that's what it is. It's just us having fun. And sometimes it gets a little carried away, but, you know, well, who gives a shit?
Yeah, one of us ends up on a soapbox, and then the other one gets upset with the other person. That's how it normally ends, but...
Kind of. Yeah, I'm usually kicking the bottom of your soapbox, but yeah.
Yeah, somehow I end up flat on the floor. But it's fun times. It's very fun times. Yeah. You should listen to us when we're on Twitch. We have Twitch. We start recording whenever at like 8.
You know, Sillier, we're probably going to have to do an episode now that you've been talking that much about Moolah.
We're going to have to now.
Yeah, or maybe we'll talk about the history of women's. You know what? If we if we did get into the history of women's wrestling, there are some seriously hard ass women that were around long before Moolah. And like, dude, women's wrestling back in the day, it wasn't all
mud wrestling. Like, in
well,
the
no,
WWE.
They used to do the same thing. Like what they do with the men, they would have that, the string and the sticks in the ground and around. A lot of Celtic, women did that back then. It was the, you know, the, collar and elbow stuff, like the Irish, wrestling. Dude, those chicks
sneak peek into the Three Count Thoughts.
Beat the snot out of each other. Anyway.
This is where we say. Not a wrestling podcast.
Actually, I think we should probably get out of here by now.
We should probably be done because we just gave them a sneak peek into our wrestling mind.
Oh.
And that's a pretty dark place.
It can be a dark place. Yeah.
Very dark place to go.
Anyway, folks, I think that's going to do it for us today. I know we had some fun and we were kind of all over the place. I hope you enjoyed today's show.
If you saw my tweet, I promised mayhem. You delivered.
We delivered.
So if you get a chance, go to @FalloutRTB at on Twitter, or you can find us on YouTube as well, or you can send us an email at falloutrtb@gmail.com. That's going to do it for us tonight. Say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Good morning.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
When a wasteland detective and a vault girl cross paths, no criminal is safe.
You're both under arrest.
Don't move a muscle if you know what's good for you.
Based in Bethesda's Fallout series, follow Walter and Bunny as they traverse the Texas Commonwealth and New Vegas, busting big crime rings.
We'll need all we can to expand into Vegas territory.
And surviving anything the wasteland can throw at them.
It's him! It's the Mothman!
Featuring a series of nail-biting narratives and guest stars from across the Fallout community. It's anybody's guess what thrilling case is up next.
War never changes, does it, Bunny?
No, it certainly does not.
True Vault Escapades, a Fallout audio drama. Available anywhere you get podcasts.